Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
We need to be rescued right now. And there's one group of always rescuing people, especially need. A lot of people are trying to help themselves and some who can't help themselves. But one of my favorite organizations is the Charlotte Rescue Mission.
And the Community Matters Cafe, which all of you listening now should know very well, because we've talked a lot about this with Tony Marciano and the gang from and Ed Price, who is right there overseeing everything. And so we've got our hero. We've got also our big finish.
We got your calls.
Which is brought to you by Felix Abadis, Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte. Henderson Properties brings us our hero segment, and we're going to like Ghostbusters. We're going to cross the streams. And we don't invite just anybody.
Because we can.
To be part of the big finish. So, guys, welcome back to the studio. Thanks, bud.
Everything's going on, man. Business is coming back, and we're looking for more people to come visit us for sure.
And I hear the community cafe at the Charlotte Rescue Mission, right behind Panther Football Stadium, is now safer than the White House regarding COVID. To eat there, you can eat outdoors. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
I love what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're increased capacity outdoor seating, and the indoor seating at 30% still gives us 90 seats. We've got so much room, you can't touch people. We had a Vietnam vet in yesterday with his service dog, and he just commented that this doesn't make him feel closed, and he loves it.
And remind me, Ed, who else we have in the room? We have Tony and
Ashleyana. Ashleyana is our back of the house executive food and beverage director, so she's been with us since the beginning.
She's our culinary person.
That's correct. She's here in her chef
coat. So she helps serve the food, and the people helping you serve the food are who at the Charlotte Rescue Mission?
Yeah, so I have a chef de cuisine. He's Kyle Johnson, and I have a pastry chef. It's Miranda Brown, and then we have all of our students that we get to work hand in hand with. They're cooking all the food on the line and baking off the morning buns every day.
So it's a good day right now. If you want to have a good lunch, go to the Community Cafe right off of Community Matters Cafe at the Charlotte Rescue Mission. It's beautiful. Great view of the skyline and the football stadium. And it's right behind the football stadium off of, is that Mint? What street is that?
Cedar and First.
Cedar Street right off of Moorhead.
That's correct.
You get there off of Moorhead Street right by the stadium. It's fantastic and great food. And then you can talk about all the politics going on. You know, if that's what you want to talk about or if you want to get away from the politics.
In fact,
let's take a call right now on some of the politics and we'll listen to what you have to say about this virus and the president on the big finish.
That's right.
Combo plate.
The big breaking news of the day. I don't know where you've been if you haven't heard this yet, but I'll repeat one more time. President Trump and the First Lady have tested positive for COVID-19. A lot of people want to talk about it, so here we go.
Hey, Gov, so the president tested positive. Does this mean that he is instantly incapacitated? Explain to me what testing positive means.
Testing positive means different for every person. Some people just go along fine. They need to be isolated so they don't give the virus to anyone else. Some people have fever. Some people have nausea. Some people want to sleep. Some people get really bad shape. The good news is over 99.5% of the people who get the virus are surviving. And that's good. And that's what we want. We want the president, regardless of your political affiliation, we want the president to survive, and we want the first lady to survive, and Hope Hicks to survive. just like we'd want anyone to survive and get well as quick as possible.
I'm just wondering what would happen between now and the election if something would happen to Trump or Biden and they couldn't take office.
Well, the vice presidents would be in charge then, and then most likely they would have to pick a vice presidential candidate to take their place. But actually, the parties might have to get involved to reassure that the vice presidential candidate would then be their nominee for president. But right now, it's too late to change the ballot.
Can we agree on one thing?
What?
So if it happens next week, this may be the most interesting vice presidential debate we've ever seen.
And this is why you need to come to the Community Matters Cafe to talk about this.
Absolutely.
Right now, come to the Community Cafe right off of what street again? It's been 2 minutes since you told me.
Cedar and First.
Cedar and First, right behind the stadium. And this is where we're trying to help the homeless in our community. The Short Rescue Mission, I'm a big supporter of it. Tony, I love you guys and your team.
I'm going to take a call, and I'm pretend he was a caller to the Big Finish. His name is Tony Marciano. Tony, what more should we know today on this Friday since the last time I talked to you that you want to get the message out about?
We had a special friend of the mission come for lunch, and he ordered the BLT sandwich, and he was expecting some really thin, lousy bread. And he looked at it, and he was blown away by the quality of the bread. When people think of the rescue mission, they're going to think, well, is it going to be broken furniture and lousy food? It's not. The food is excellent. The ambiance is off the charts. There's no ketchup squeeze bottles. There's no paper napkin dispensers. This is elegant dining.
I want to hear a prettier voice right now.
All right.
I want Ashley to talk about the culinary. I want everyone who loves politics, Republican, Democrat, Independent, it's bipartisan at the Community Cafe. Come and talk politics today.
Ashley Anna is our next caller on the Big Finish. How are you?
Hi, great. Yeah.
So tell us about the menu today that I can go talk politics with someone.
Well, I'm going to piggyback a little bit on what Tony was talking about. We really try to still focus on local sourcing and to use all of our local vendors here. So that bread is Verdant Bread, and it's a great local company that's producing some fantastic bread that they're mixing by hand. So
all
we
right.
really try to
so
make sure we have great quality.
If you want to come and you're a Democrat, get the BLT sandwich with the spicy mustard.
Yeah.
If you're a Republican and you want to come to the cafe, get the BLT sandwich without the spicy mustard.
Without the spicy mustard.
Mayonnaise instead. And the two of you come and debate politics and...
From a safe distance.
But, some
and see if the students can get it right. Got to tell you the truth. They got it wrong the other day. I got the sandwich with the spicy mustard, and my guest got the sandwich with the mayonnaise.
And by the way, this is Charlotte Rescue Mission, and they're not just helping the homeless. They're more than helping the homeless. They're trying to get the homeless back on their feet. And that's what I'm so impressed with you about.
We want them to achieve their God-given potential.
Absolutely. Really.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.